first band across. I do enthusiasm, hostility. That's clear. Assurance, fear of loss is not.
Are you doing them as a pair or
as
separate?
A pair?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So again, I'm saying this band, the positive and the limiting, the band there, the band there. Okay. So assurance, fear of loss is out. Mm-hmm. So then I check individually. Assurance is clear. Fear of loss is not. So now under fear of loss, I have 8 words. So I just go down, let down, bitter, threatened, frightened, threatened. It was threatened. I went right by it. Sorry. Threatened, wanting to feel more brave. So I'm going to show you how I found that. What happens here is that we did conscious, subconscious body. So it went out of subconscious. So I don't have to even go on. I know the first layer is right there. Mm-hmm. So then I did enthusiasm, hostility. That was clear. Assurance, fear of loss was not clear. I did assurance. Notice, by the way, the left-hand side of this whole barometer, behavioral barometer, are the positive or desired states. The right-hand side are all of the limiting states. So probably, by the way, 80% of the time, you're going to come up with something on the right-hand side. But sometimes you're going to want to feel more of something on the left. But I still have to do it. So I do assurance, fear of loss, it was out. Then I checked assurance. That was clear, no stress. Fear of loss had stress. I went down, there are 8 words under fear of loss, and we came up with, what word do we? There's a natural rotation to the foot. It keeps it rotated out, and my hand is on top. Okay? I'm starting over the center. Make sure your knee is straight. There you go. Foot's turned out. And you're going to hold up here, and my range of motion is 45 degrees, like just off the edge of the table there. I'll hold here. Real light tap, and good okay. Pressure on the opposite hip. Opposite hip.
Okay,
Okay, then just relax. Put the leg down again. So what's going to happen is you're going to just aim that leg to go 45 degrees down here, like right off the edge of the table there. And there you got the hip bone good. So good. More pressure on the hip than you have on the leg, actually. So again, I'll show you on this side. I reach over. The foot automatically is rotated out. The knee is straight. Got this other hip. Hold this right up here. And then put it right back down again.
I'm actually pushing on the ankle? Mm-hmm.
Just above it. Yeah. That's it right there. You want more pressure on the hip than you have on the leg, and you don't want that much pressure on the leg. Now put it right back down again. That's a hard one to hold your leg up.
Is the leg straight up from here, or is it starting out a little bit out?
No, it actually starts pretty much straight up.
Okay.
You don't need to cross the midline. It just comes straight up from where it is, and then it'll go down and out at 45 degrees.
Okay.
Now to do the other side, real simple. I scoop under that leg. My thumb is on top, so when I pick up the leg, I've got that rotation already. Make sure the leg is straight. This hand here, I hold that hip. Again, more pressure on the hip than on the leg. Hold here. Nice try.
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not sure if I've got a weakness or if I'm just not doing this question.
Okay. And it's never good. You can never trust somebody else testing to check your testing, because Bill and I have a different relationship than Jody and Bill have. Okay? But let me just check the test. So I got the hip here. Not here. And I want you to hold your leg up there. Hold it up. Okay, that's a little weak. Okay? A little give to it.
Okay.
And part of it, by the way, is sometimes if the person has a really hard time understanding your instruction or even holding the muscle in place, it's out of balance. So, I mean, it's just because they don't know how to use that muscle and they're trying to use other muscles to do it. And we've deliberately isolated one muscle so they can't cheat. So sometimes if it's just you can't get it, just balance it. Okay? So neural lymphatic points. Oh, kidney meridian is
creativity,
taking action, being
bold.
Thank you. Okay. The kidney meridian, neural lymphatics. Find the navel again, so show me where your navel is. Come up 1 inch and out 1 inch from center. Now 1 inch is about that knuckle, okay? So it's not like way out here. So navel is up 1 inch and out 1 inch and rub. one, because we're below the ribs and stuff, straight through the body on each side of the spine. I'm going to retest, and you can retest either side you want. If you didn't need to, you can just do this practice. I'm doing this one because it's the one that was weak. Again, let's rotate it out. The knee is straight. Good pressure on the opposite hip. Hold up here. Much better. Challenge that. All right, and hold it. Hold it. Punch. Neurovascular. The neurovascular is right at the base of the occiput, right here in the center. Okay? And in order to hold this point lightly, understand that the head weighs, I don't know, 8 or 10 pounds. That's not light. Okay? So in order to do that, you do this little, now you can sit them up, but we don't want to do that. Too much work. Lay them down there. So in order to do this, what you do is, you actually hold the weight of the head on your fingertips and on your palm, relax a little until that point just barely touches, on your fingertips and heel of your hand, and relax until that point touches the palm, okay? So just put your hand under it, and you hold the weight of the head, on fingertips and the heel of your hand, and then relax a little until that point comes down and just touches the palm. You can't see it. Right? Pointy bump on the back of the head.
Yeah. I think the point itself is not the most sticky out bit of the back of the head, right? It's like below that.
Just a tad below it, or you get a little sticky out point and you'll be close.
I'm
holding the side. I'm holding each side of that point, and that way,
this rest a little bit of.
Alright, so let's challenge that. Alright, and let's rotate it out. We're still doing it, isn't it? Okay, touch the point on the back of your head. Good, and hold it. Good.
Okay.
Alright, so that's kidney meridian, creativity, taking action, being bold. And we got a ways to go, guys, so we'll keep doing it. We're going to make this all the way through. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stop with gluteus medius, and then we'll do the other group, because otherwise we're going to run out of time with this, and I want to do self-muscle testing. So we'll finish the muscles next week. So we'll do one more here, okay? Gluteus medius is the circulation sex meridian. In Chinese acupuncture, it's actually called the pericardium, which is the sac around the heart, okay? And in the West, we have to have sex in everything, and so we put it in there. There's actually more, kidney meridian has more to do with sexual energy, that creative energy, than does the circulation sex meridian. So just know that's the way that works. Gluteus medius, it's the muscle that if you're just standing straight and you lift your leg out to the side, it's the muscle that brings the leg straight out to the side. So it's kind of right where my phone is. It's right there. So it's below the edge of the hip bone, but you can actually feel it. When you start to lift your leg, you can feel it bunch right there. And that'll tell you where it is. Just move your finger around so you feel it bunch there. So that's the gluteus medius. The maximus you sit on, the medius is on the side over here, okay? And it's the circulation sex meridian. It has to do with generosity, responsibility, and satisfaction. The test for this is very simple. The toes are pointing straight up. The leg is straight. You start with the leg out to the side. So my other hand is on the other thigh over here. And all I'm going to do is bring that leg right straight into the midline. So hold it out here. Okay.
Where's your...
My hand is under here, actually. There you go.
Yeah,
push it
closer to my palm. Show me the range of motion or other side, real simple, I reach over the top so that I can hold the leg up here. Again, toes straight up. And by the way, she got a bunch of pillows. Ideally, no, it's okay, not a problem. Ideally, you keep it pretty close to the table here. Don't let them hook their heel on the edge of the table. Okay? So you want the leg pretty much straight out. And again, your other point is on the opposite hip. Hold it out of the side. And just bring it straight in. Okay?
I'm actually using my hands.
Yeah, your palm or your fingertips, depending on what you're doing here. You're going to come straight in and starting a little lower. Right there. Good. Okay? Now, gluteus medius, circulation sex meridian. Neuroemphatic points, top of the pubic bone again. This is another one of those where we have, again, the same neuroemphatic points, different meridians. So you could have used this point already, but the body didn't know you were correcting this meridian could be out. So show me where the pubic bone is again. Good. So those three points on the top of the pubic bone, one on the side, one on the middle, one on the other side, and then L5 around the hips, follow them down a little bit right next to the spine. Yeah. Yeah, and so you don't want to be rubbing in like that. You want to be pushing that way. No, still go with your hands like this. But yeah, but you want to just, so you can see, you actually push on that shelf that way. You're not, it'll be more obvious when you're laying down. Yeah. Okay. And the back points we just got, okay. And then the neurovascular points, that point on the parietal ridge again, number 10 right up here. I say there are numbers, by the way, they are numbered in the book. And I use the numbers in the chart there. And they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? So that's where the numbers come from. And so you don't have to remember them now, but I'm just telling you that's why I keep saying it's number 4, number 2, number 1, number 10. So, okay. So again, if you needed to retest this, remember toes are straight up, leg is pretty much close to the table here, hand on the opposite hip, and just bring that leg to midline. Hand over the top if you can do it, Candy. I don't know if it'll work for you or not. Yeah, if you're underneath, you tend to be pretty high, and then you end up pulling on it like this. If you're on top, you can keep it lower to the table, and you're coming straight in.
And so on the closer leg,
you scoop underneath, just bring it here, and then range of motion. Okay? Okay. So that's as far as we're going to go today with the muscle test, okay? So let's switch people, and we'll go through this little dance again. And then I'm going to teach you how to self-test. So be quick.
Can I take my glasses off?
If you want, sure. You don't have to see what you're doing.
Did you do eight?
I don't know how many we did. Nine.
Really better?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that you did
the switch, so you can get on the
phone. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, are you?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's right. I forgot about this part. You get all these things going.
Well,
so
you know, you want to be direct.
No, it's okay. I can do this. Central meridian. Oh,
we recheck the goal.
You know what? You know.
I only have goals.
We'll recheck your goal later. But you guys, all of us down on the table now, have goals.
Right.
Okay. You can stay down. That's just fine. So get your communicator muscles, since you're already laying down, anterior deltoid, so it's only 45 degrees up, range of motion is straight down, and push down like,
well, not yet,
your other hand is just lightly touching the shoulder, push straight down, good, and when you pinch, it's just a little to the inside of the shoulder.
You remember it?
Yes.
Okay, push down.
Okay.
investigation.
If you say it, I am.
So, now have the person state their goal. You've got the arm up ready to test. They're going to say their goal, and then you'll test it, okay?
Let me make up a good goal here. I'm whole, happy, and free.
If you want, you can make the statement, this is the best goal.
This is the best goal.
Do you want to take the core of that and just use whatever the most...
So does everybody have a goal with stress on it?
Yes.
Got one? You guys good? Okay. Grab the emotion chart. And remember on the barometer, you're going to check conscious, subconscious, body, and then you're going to check whatever pairs are in there for the section that goes out.
And I'm, still doing...
You're just touching lightly, so that's all you're
there we go. If you don't get it clear on the individual one, then you at least know the category that it's in, and that's close enough. So, Robert, if I get one on the left hand side, which is positive?
Yeah, it's wanting to feel more.
Yes.
So, you already got it, so you know what it is, and so you don't have to test it. Okay? Oh, good, you got two layers, okay.
All right.
Okay, so now the first muscle, and we're going to zip a little bit more than we did before just because I want to make sure we get it done and because we've had a lot of the instruction part for both of us here. First muscle is the supraspinatus, the central meridian. The arm starts out at 45 degrees. You're going to reach across. The other hand can just lightly touch the shoulder. It's not a problem. The range of motion is to bring it right straight down the midline. So it's like a 45-degree angle in like that, okay? And so start. Start on the same side so you can mirror what we're doing right now. So start on the side away from you. Yeah, I know you already started. And palm toward the midline. There you go. Good. And then range of motion, bring the arm down and in like that. Okay. Yeah, and you want to be testing a little above the wrist. You're right on the wrist.
Okay.
Now, on the side closest to
to you, scoop your hand, right hand underneath the wrist, so your thumb is on top.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bring the arm up, and again, your other hand can just lightly touch the shoulder. Not too high. Range of motion is down to the midline like that. Okay? Testing with your thumb there. And do it a little lower. Yeah, and a little farther out. Yeah, there you go, like that. Yeah.
Great work here.
I just can't see him rolling. Okay.
Mirrors in the ceiling.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Neuroemphatic point. Put your hands on the shoulders and your thumbs in the shoulder creases there and rub those points. Right in that shoulder crease, right in that joint, and there's individual points. Consider there's 3 or 4 points that you're going to rub. You need to rub more firmly than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And if the person's standard be light, but otherwise you can be nice and firm. The back point, the base of the skull. So just slide your hand underneath the head there. Come up along the spine to hit the base of the skull on each side of the spine. A little bit.
Oh, I'm up here.
And I'm down a tiny bit to go on the skull. Right in there.
Okay. And this is fine.
Yep. Neurovascular points, if you needed them. The stress release points on the forehead. And the other hand is holding the point at the very top of the head. 2 points there. Anybody have this out of balance and need to recheck it? Okay. Moving right along. Success, self-respect, feeling bold. Next meridian is the governing meridian of Terry's major. The hand and the small of the back. Start with the side opposite you just for right now. With your right hand, cup it underneath the elbow. Your left hand is on their shoulder, on their left shoulder there to keep pressure on that. And you're going to lift the elbow up off the table.
Hold on.
So keep good pressure on that shoulder so you don't have any lifting of the body. And then, put the arm back, that's good. Now, the right hand in the small of the back, your right hand is holding their elbow, fingertips underneath, your palm underneath, you're going to lift up. And then the left hand is on the shoulder, again, good pressure on the shoulder so it doesn't lift the body. And then lift the elbow. I have more pressure on my shoulder here. Okay, and then put the arm back. Neuroemphatic points between the second and third ribs out wide, so halfway between the sternum and the shoulder. First hollow, second hollow, yeah. Good. Yep, nice. Nice and firm. Remember, stay between the ribs. Point on the back, reach over the shoulders about a finger length down on each side of the spine. Neurovascular points are the points on the side of the face right in front of the ear there. Okay? So just hands on the side of the face. You can probably do it with fingertips like that. So it's a little more precise than the whole hand. Anybody need to recheck this one? Oh, governing is feeling trust and support. Yeah. We good? Okay. Stomach. Stomach meridian is pectoralis major clavicular. So you're going to start by bringing the arm straight up with the palm away from the body, the thumb down toward the feet. Your right hand is turned, so it's like you're backhanding. That's good. That's good. and your left hand can just touch on the other shoulder there. Range of motion is 45 degrees out like that. So it's down and out. Okay. Not as hard? That's much better. And then put the hand back down. Now move up toward their head, so as you pick up their arm with your right hand, move up toward the head. Now you're good. You still want to use that backhanding motion. Good, good, good. Okay. Make sure the arm is straight up, so move more toward my head. That makes it easier for you. Okay?
What's the range of motion?
Range of motion is 45 degrees down and out. Stomach is contentment, reliability, assimilation, that's it. Between the neural impacts, between the fifth and sixth ribs on the left-hand side. So under the chest muscle or the breast, and there's about three or four points between the ribs. You rub more deeply there. Be as firm as you can be with the neural lymphatic points without causing pain to the person. Stay between the ribs. You're on the rib a little more. That
oh, okay.
So stay right in. Go for that hollow in there.
How far around do you want to go?
No, about
just a couple,
2-3 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the back, just take your hands, run around, up about an inch from there. And you want to be closer to the spine.
Okay.
Get in the spine, go up an inch. Up an inch. Both sides on the back. Here's the point in the front.
Oh, right.
So again, remember when you're on the rib, the back point is like straight through the body and up about an inch or inch and a half. Neurovascular points, the frontal eminences, those stress release points, you can just hold those points lightly with one hand, or you can hold them with the fingertips of both hands, either way. Okay, anybody need to test this one again? Everybody got balanced the first time through, huh?
Confidence and security.
That's the spleen.
Oh, wow.
Yep. All right, we're on the spleen. She's ready.
Rolling.
She wants to make sure we have time for the self-testing stuff. Okay, spleen is latissimus dorsi. So remember now, the hand is turned away from the body, the palm is out, the back of the hand is against your body. So stick your thumb between their wrist and the body so you can push out with your thumb. Make sure the elbow is straight. Okay, and now move your hand up to my shoulder and then you're going to push out. Good. Okay, and now slip your fingers between the wrist and the body on the right side and the cell phone, yeah. Make sure the elbow is straight and then your hand up on the shoulder, just keep a touch, point of contact there. And now you've got to pull away from the body. And you can test a little longer. Good. Yeah. Mine hooks on my belt, so it's harder. Yeah. Okay, that spleen, latissimus dorsi, having faith in the future and confidence. The neural lymphatics on the front between the seventh and eighth ribs on the left-hand side. So go down, find the one we did for stomach, go down one hollow, go down two hollows, and you're going to get that one point right at the edge of the rib cage. So on both sides of the spine. So fine to let them give you help to get your hand back there, but make sure they relax again before you start rubbing. Okay, neurovasculars. Spleen should be number 10, I think.
Nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just above the ears on the side of the head. Hold those guys lightly. Yep. Hey, anybody need to retest this one? I mean, it's no joke, not besides the fact that we, you know, like to just go through them. When you balance somebody, you always get balanced. And there may be some special things that go on with your bowl, but yeah, a lot of the balancing gets done. Okay.
Oh, good. So this is going the other
way. Going the other way. You guys are getting balanced again. More. Okay? That's
right.
Good.
Right. So it goes fast.
Okay. Heart meridian subscapularis. So on this one, you're going to bring the arm up to about 90 degrees there. The forearm is down at 90 degrees parallel to the body. So here, your left hand is going to firmly hold the elbow, top and bottom, unless it's already sitting on the table, okay? And then your right hand, you're going to lift from the top. You're going to lift up like that with your thumb and finger. So grip on each side of the wrist. So you're pulling up from there.
Oh, right. So that's why you don't
Feel
underneath. Okay.
So keep that elbow really stable against the table.
Okay.
And then
so
lift
gonna
the wrist.
Down.
More pressure on the elbow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll make it better. Yeah, it makes it more stable.
Yeah. I felt like I was putting pressure underneath, though.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to be under somewhat.
Right, okay.
Just staying away from you. Now, on the side closest to you, again, right hand, you hold their elbow. Bring the arm out. Your right hand, you hold their elbow. Your right hand, hold the elbow with your palm underneath at this time.
Okay.
Your left hand touches my shoulder. Oh, I'm sorry, Graham, you're right. Graham's right. I'm laying down. Your left hand, hold the elbow.
Yeah.
And your right hand has to lift up the wrist.
Yeah.
Sorry, Graham.
I am a pretzel.
Oh, gosh. All right, what can I say? Okay,
right.
Hold the elbow down really firmly while you lift up with your other at the wrist. On the elbow. There you go. See, it'll make it a better test.
Yeah, but then I feel like I'm pulling harder.
Well, don't pull harder. Just keep more pressure on the elbow.
Okay. Hold.
Okay. All right, and straighten your arm back up. Phil, you doing okay? Because I can't see you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I.
This
one's weaker.
Oh, good. So you'll do the neuroinfarct. You'll test it again, and then you'll know. If you're not sure, you do the neuroinfarct and test it again. It makes it real clear. Neuroinfarct between 2 and 3 in the front, close to the sternum. So come down to that second hollow and then move in close to the sternum. Heart meridian is all about your relationship to yourself. Self-love, self-forgiveness, self-acceptance. Next one down. Start out, and then as you come in, you can feel where you bump into the sternum.
And this is forgiveness and self-love.
And then neuroinfarct on the back, reach over the shoulder, finger length down. It's between second and third thoracic vertebra on each side of the spine. Long finger down. There you go. There you go.
Firmer than your fingertips.
Neurovascular. Oh, by the way, Phil, you weren't sure on this, so you're going to test it again after the neuroinfarct, see if it made it stronger. There, like that.
Yeah.
But you need. you need to stabilize that elbow more.
I feel like her whole body kind
of comes in. Yeah, so you need to stabilize the elbow more. In fact, reach around, there you go, and hold that, not even the arm, now hold the whole elbow right around her elbow bone there and underneath with your fingertips.
She's already pulling out like that.
Yeah. So you want to actually reach around here, relax for just a second. Yep. Get on your elbow. You okay? And are we? Okay. That's what we got. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I got it. So you want to keep that elbow stable or keep it down here because what's going to happen? The more pressure you keep on here, the more stable this is going to be.
Okay.
So just try that by pushing down, because you'll keep it on the table here and lift up from there. And I'm sorry, I didn't see the... Yeah. There you go. That's good. Okay, so try neurovascular. Neurovascular is number 4 on top of the head.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's communication, because sometimes we're already doing it before we tell people what to do.
Oh.
Yeah. So you want to actually, see what I do is I just tell them, hold your hand down against the table, and I can actually feel when they hold down against the table, and now I know they're ready. Okay? So that's a way that they actually have a chance to do something before we do it, so there's not surprises or mistiming. Okay?
I think our verbal brain sometimes we're thinking so much about the mechanics.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
It doesn't quite catch up until we've carried on and done it.
Still have to keep good pressure on that elbow. This is tricky because you're really putting about 3 times as much pressure on the elbow as you lift on the wrist. More pressure on the elbow than you have lift on the wrist because you want real stabilization there. Yeah. So it's just, that was a tricky one because it's a funny angle, it's a funny muscle, and all of that. And again, if you ever have questions, you just come, go on with your balancing. You've done neurovascular, come back and test it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So now,
small intestine,
quadriceps.
What's the neurovascular
number 4 on top of the center of the head? Sorry, I thought I said that. That's it.
And we can do the stress point as well at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Quadriceps, small intestine. What's going to happen is the leg comes up, not quite to 90 degrees here. Okay? The heel is a little higher than the knee. You're going to come up a little like that so it's easier to push. You're not stressing. You're going to push out on the knee and down with the foot. You can start her foot a little farther down.
It looks like you have
more bend on her. There you go, like that. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you
got to push that way and down.
Okay. Hold.
You jumped it.
Oh,
you know, if you want, like that.
Okay.
And the same thing on the leg closest to you. So lift it up. Yeah, there you go. That way the person doesn't have to work too hard. Keep the heel slightly higher than the knee. And you're going to push forward with your left hand and down with your right. And
hold.
And that's a shaky muscle.
Yeah, should I?
So we can. No, we'll do the points on it.
Okay.
It's one of my shaky ones anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, neurolymphatics on this is the rib cage. So again, remember, put your hands on the outside of the ribs. Put your thumbs so you're doing the points on the tips of the ribs. That. And you want these points right there.
Okay.
All along the edge of the rib.
Oh, yeah, not underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, right on the tips of the edge of the ribs there. And you can be more firm with all your neurolymphatic points.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. And on the back, go straight through from the base of the sternum and then do on each side of, like, 3 vertebrae. So start a tiny bit higher, straight through from here. There you go, good.
Okay.
So keep going, you gotta go 3.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And then you go down and do another one. vertebra in the back, you're covering just that as much room as you covered up and down with on the front point. Okay, and then we need to retest ours, so let's retest the right leg here. Neurovasculars are number 10, I think. So it's right on the parietal ridge on the side of the head, up on the edge, up there. The whole
number 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Small intestine, by the way, is about setting priorities and joy.
Yeah, joy, equality, priority. Am I on the point?
Straight above the center of the ear. So
okay.
And again, on these, you can just use a hold. Your whole hand or the fingertips there. So you can try that again and see.
That's a
muscle test, yeah.
Okay.
You're not smooth, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so, you know, because there's two directions on this one at the same time, you know, it's you're not always stable on it, so you get practice. Okay, everybody good on this?
Yeah.
Got small intestine. Good. Okay, bladder. Bladder, remember that peroneus muscle. The foot, your leg will be down on the table, but I'm just showing you. The foot's rotated out. The little toe comes up toward the ear, and so your hand is under my heel, your right hand under the heel, your left hand is going to push to straighten that leg, that toe out. So your left hand here goes on top of my foot. You're going to push that way.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sorry.
Yeah, with your fingertips, not the bottom palms. There you go.
Okay.
And not on the. Make sure your fingers are below the toes. They're on the foot. Okay, that'll go. And hold that heel really stable.
Okay.
So grip the heel. There you go. Yeah. Turn your hand, your right hand, turn it the other way. Help her out that way.
You mean like that?
No. Well, yeah, like that will work. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't stay wide. Okay.
Pull your toe up.
Peroneus muscle, bladder meridian, has to do, what are the emotions on the chart?
Self-confidence, inner direction.
That's good. Self-confidence and inner direction. Okay. The neurolymphatic points are two on the front, top of the pubic bone. So I have them show you where the pubic bone is. So it's right there.
Okay.
Come down from the top until you get that ridge, that
feel
edge on the top of the pubic
bit,
bone.
Yeah.
There you go. Three points. Left, middle, right. lightly. Light touch, that's good. Platter meridian. Peroneus muscle. Okay? Everybody has a strong probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're on number eight. So that's self-confidence and
yeah.
Now we're on creativity and taking action.
So gluteus medius, the pericardium meridian, circulation sex meridian.
Kidney.
Oh, kidney, I'm sorry. No, you did fine. I agree. Kidney is the psoas.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what I was just
so, yeah, you were doing fine. You just gave me the emotions and I skipped. Start with the foot on the other side of the body from you. Put your right hand palm up under their ankle so your thumb is on top.
Under the ankle.
There you go. Your left hand is on their right hip, the heel of your hand on the hip to keep good pressure on that hip.
Okay.
The foot is rotated out. You're going to bring the leg straight up. And the range of motion is down and out at 45 degrees. Think of aiming toward the edge of the table like that. You're pushing down with your thumb, not too heavy. Good pressure on your opposite hip.
Okay.
More pressure.
Hold.
Good. And less pressure up there.
Okay.
So, if you need to retest it, you probably have to put the leg down again. Again, about three times the pressure on the hip as you have on the leg.
And that one, so regardless, it's a little off anyway.
Now, on the one closest to you, reach your hand over the ankle, your right hand over the ankle, so your palm is on top of the ankle, left hand is on the opposite hip, lift the leg straight up to start, range of motion is down and out off the table, good pressure here.
Okay.
More pressure.
Hold. Good. Good.
Yeah, you know, Graham's making a good point. Sometimes you'll notice I think that's off, and you'll test it again, and it's just fine, and the body actually has just noticed and already corrected itself.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay, neuroemphatics.
Take care of that.
Kidney meridian, neuroemphatics. The navel, come up an inch and out an inch. So have me show you where the navel is. Then you come up an inch and out an inch and rub those points firmly. Yep. And you can look the tiny for me right there. There you go. And then straight through the body on each side of the spine.
Not up.
Nope, because we're not on the ribs now.
Oh, okay. That's
the only way to go up through the ribs sweep out. Creativity, taking action, being bold. Neurovascular points. That one point, point number one, at the base of the skull. So again, remember, you kind of hold the weight of the skull on your fingertips and the heel of your hand and let your hand open enough to just lightly touch that point in the palm.
I'm going to find the point.
Yeah, the point's right there.
Right there.
Okay.
So
you're holding here.
Below the protuberance.
And let me lay down.
Okay.
Yeah. Lay down.
Yeah.
Lay all the way down.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
then
you can actually rest your hand in the pillow.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so that keeps from putting too much pressure on that neurovascular point.
Okay, and then to release though,
it doesn't matter. No, thank you. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I just dropped the ball.
All right, do you think they need to retest this one? Okay, kidney.
Okay,
so now, gluteus medius, circulation, sex meridian, pericardium meridian. The legs start by toes straight up. So start with the leg on the opposite side of the body. I'm just doing this. I don't care which side you really start with when you do it, but just so I can talk to you the same. Reach over with your right hand. You're going to hold the ankle so that the foot stays straight up.
Okay.
Start with the leg out to the side. Your left hand is on the opposite thigh, just to give you a point there, you're going to bring the leg straight in to the midline and some pressure on the opposite thigh. There you go. Don't overtest it.
You
have a tendency when it's strong, you keep going to see how strong it is. Now, to do the same side of the body, you put your left hand on their left thigh, your right hand underneath their ankle, your palm up. There you go. You scoop under. Now, bring the leg out to the side. Range of motion is straight to the midline again. Keep some pressure there on the opposite thigh.
Ready?
Hold. More pressure here. There you go. Good step.
Okay.
Does it matter if their leg still has weight on the table?
It doesn't matter as long as they're not using the table as drag, you know, to make it stronger.
Okay.
So pretty much you want it just like kissing the top of the table.
Like if the table is wide enough, can you just like slide it out across and pull it in, or should there be some sort of
support? There ought to be just a little bit of separation, because otherwise the tendency will be to let the table drag, keep it stronger, or they'll pull down. If you feel them pulling down against the table, you know it's out of balance.
So I am actually under it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Just a finger width is all you're doing. You're just taking your fingers. Yeah. So pretty much you want as flat and straight in as you can.
Okay.
Neural lymphatics for this one. The top of the pubic bone again. So come from the top, upper part, and then get those 3 points on the top of the pubic bone again.
Okay. So this is the satisfaction and generosity.
Satisfaction, generosity, and responsibility. That's okay. Doesn't make any difference. The point on the back is L5, so follow the hips around again to that point on each side of the spine. Yep, 1 point now. L5 is the fifth lumbar, and that just happens to be where the hips and the spine join up. Anybody need to retest this? Neurovascular, by the way, is number 10, so on the side of the head, right on that parietal ridge. So above the center of the ears, but up on the edge there. Farther up, right to there.
Because I actually have to be out in Brentwood and I have to fight traffic to get there. And so I cut it close today, and I'm sorry about that. But I'm going to give you the best self-muscle testing, and then I'm going to give you some options because the best one takes a lot of practice.
Okay?
Okay.
Other than the hand ring, so I have.
No, I don't like the O-ring.
Good, because it doesn't
work for me. The deal with the O-ring is it's not really a muscle test. Thank you. Because that started with this one. This actually is a muscle test for the opponent's pollicis longus, that muscle right there, which is on the spleen meridian. And so you could test this muscle here, but this O-ring thing is nothing. Okay?
It just didn't do anything for my
Yeah,
kid.
It's not really a muscle test. So here's what I want you to use. This one is a little tricky, so follow me for the moment. This way, by the way, you can test yourself with one hand. So if you happen to be going through the grocery store when I tell you how to test for foods, you can do it real easily and you can test yourself. One finger goes neatly on top of another. I don't know which one is going to work for you. You're going to find out. Some people like to do testing the index finger. I happen to like to test the ring finger because my middle finger goes on top. Now what happens is this. It's sort of like you have to, and you can do, this one or whatever works for you. Know that the muscle you are testing is the muscle on top of your hand for that finger, okay? Now,
which one are you testing?
I test my middle on top of my ring finger.
Yeah, you said you're testing which finger, the one underneath or the top one?
You're testing the one underneath because I'm pushing down on the top and I'm testing this muscle that's holding my ring finger straight. So I don't care which muscle you're using, but what happens is this. This is a little like you've got to be willing to quit thinking and be willing to talk yourself into a muscle test, because otherwise you could stay here all day and wrestle with yourself, okay?
I have to.
Yeah. So here's the deal, okay? I'm sort of at the same time both lifting this one up and pushing that one down. So it's almost like I'm doing this. And so what I'm doing is I'm pushing down here and holding this up there. And I do it sort of lightly. And now how do I know if it's working or not? That's great. I'm pushing and I get a nice stable muscle test. So I say yes and test.
Yes.
I say no,
no.
And I test.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I say yes, it should be strong. No, it should be a little different.
No.
Okay? It's very, very subtle because it's you and you. So what you have to do is you have to practice with things that you know until you can discern the difference. So my name is Robert. You bet.
Yes.
My name is Fred. No, not. And pretty soon I get real obvious because when it starts to go, I just let it go. Okay? But I like this muscle test, and it is sort of, by the way, for me, it's like if this were the finger and this were the other finger, it's like meeting them like that. There's a little of this kind of meeting and going out. There's a little of that kind of emotion to it. So it's not just trying to push straight down because it doesn't really. So it's sort of like pushing like that. But when it's yes, it's nice and strong. It's a good meeting. And when it's no, it's like this one just poops out. And then I let it be obvious. Because remember, one of the rules of two, is two jobs. One is to test lightly and the other is to be obvious.
Okay, are you on the nail or the finger, or does it matter?
I'm actually at the base of my nail, but it doesn't matter where you are, wherever it works. There's no point there. It's like you're just keeping the bottom finger straight and strong, and you're pushing somewhere on it with the top finger. It depends on what finger you're using.
Can you do this? I learned this way, too.
You can do anything you want to do. I'm telling you what I like, because that way is a little like... See, another way you can do it is you can stand up. So just stand up.
Yeah, why don't you just stand up?
But see, all of these are not really muscle tests. These are like body awarenesses, and that's different than a muscle test. It's not bad. It's just different. So if you stand and close your eyes and say, yes, 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 you notice there's a little drift some direction. Now say no, 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 and there's a little drift some other direction.
No, no, no.
Okay? Right?
Yeah.
So you're calibrating for what's kind of an affirmative and what's kind of a no thanks, okay? But again, that's body awareness. That's not a muscle test.
Is that something that for one person will tend to be consistent over time, or do you need to figure out what your yes and no
For one person, it's going to be consistent. Because pretty soon you've actually given your body the instruction. That's like with this guy. Be obvious. Test things you know. That's yes, that's no. Oh yeah, no, it's just log. It's not that weak, but I'm just letting it collapse when it's no until my body just knows, yeah, I'm not fooling around. It's either real clear or it's not. Okay? Now, you can also actually test anterior deltoid on yourself. So go ahead and test either hand, doesn't matter. Push straight down. Pinch the muscle. Push straight down.
This is the inside muscle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can feel a little different. Okay, straighten it out. Test it again. Now again, it's you and you, so you can fool yourself, but you have to say, I'm willing to be obvious. But I like this, because this, you can just go around, and you can test anything you want, anytime you want. I can then go down my behavioral barometer, conscious, subconscious, okay, enthusiasm, hostility, assurance, fear of loss, assurance, fear of loss. Where are the words? I don't get them. Let down, bitter, threatened, wanting to feel more brave. One layer of emotion, threatened, brave, good. Conscious, subconscious, body, a two-minute difference. One is separation, left side. Oh, left side, I'm just cheating. Uncared for, unacceptable, unimportant, feeling unimportant, wanting to feel more unified. Feeling unimportant, wanting to feel more unified. See, I can test all day long with this, but you have to practice to get really clear. Now, there's another way if you like this
one.
Can
you give yourself an instruction somehow?
Yeah,
to
that's
clear,
yes and no. So I'll practice.
Okay.
This is strong, this is weak. Here's how I want it to be clear, here's how I want it to be when the energy is not clear. I can also practice and I can actually literally pinch the back of my hand and feel like, oh yeah, that does it, that turns it off. That turns it back on. So it's practice. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to recommend that you use the anterior deltoid because that's real close to what we've been doing and you can test that one and do that. So if you need to have help getting emotions on why you can't test with your hand, then use the anterior deltoid until all the emotions clear and then you'll be able to test with your hand. Yeah. So,
you're driving.
So that is the clearest and the easiest. And there are all kinds of other body awareness ones, but they take longer. So conscious. Okay, yeah, I get addressed. Okay. Subconscious. Oh, okay. So but see, that takes longer. I can do conscious, subconscious body and I can get it. Bing, bang, bang, just like that. So I don't have to worry about the body awareness thing. And there's nothing wrong with them, but it just doesn't work as well when you want to test a whole bunch of stuff. Because, see, next time I'm going to teach you alarm points. And with the alarm points, you can tell right away what meridians have blown circuits. Well, wow, how cool to be able to test the alarm point and do a single muscle test with the other hand. Because, see, I need to have a hand to touch the alarm points if it's just me, and so I have to be able to test with one hand.
Very cool.
So practice with that one, and practice with yeses and no with your name, and say, you know, this is strong, show me a weak, you know, show me a yes, show me a no, you know. I mean, get it so that you're training yourself to be real, real obvious. So you don't have to test hard, by the way. It's test light, but be obvious.
And you're telling your finger to hold.
Yeah, so hold. And it either does or it doesn't. Okay? And pretty soon you don't have to say the verbal because you just do it so much, you know. And then really, I don't push as much, but, you know, no looks like that to me now because I've just trained myself. Hey, if it's out, it's out. Let's don't have any questions. So it's an overreaction, but it's a natural overreaction now because I've done it for years and years and years and years. And you don't have to do it for years, but you got to train yourself. Yes and no. Yes and no. And you don't have to work as hard. Okay? All right. So I am going to send you guys, thank you for letting me just run. I'm going to send you guys by email the behavioral barometer and color and black and white PDF files. I'll attach them by email to you. I will post the recording and I'll break it into hour segments and I'll break last week's into hour segments as well. Okay? And you'll get those on, I'll have it fixed by tomorrow, won't I? You'll get them by going to lovingreminders.org and it'll say down there talks and it'll say workshops and it'll say touch for health or it'll say recorded programs or something, but it's under workshops. you click on recordings, it'll take you right to the Touch for Health one, okay? Or to the Touch for Health. Well, you know what? It's going to be, it'll be four parts of each of them. So I'll date them and number them. That'll be tricky. You'll figure it out. You know?
Yeah.
It'll be 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. If I can figure out something to make up, you'll figure out how to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should we leave our tables here?
No. We actually need to put everything away if you guys are willing to do that.
Yeah,
and there's no, I mean, we leave one table here, but there's no place really to store them, so I'm sorry about having to haul them back and forth. I know it's extra work, but we'll balance you for it, okay? Any other questions before we run today?
Okay, so everyone will be here on April 1st?
Yep, everybody will be here next week. Oh, you won't be here next week.
I won't be here next week.
Okay, okay, thank you. But
I don't know
if that is
the first.
Yeah, April 1st, a chunk of you guys will be here. Enough, so if you can come, come, okay? All right. Thank you guys very, very much. This is really good, and you are totally understanding, and you're totally getting it. So, I mean, understanding of me, and you're getting it. So, thank you. All right.
Thank you enormously for working through all of it.